I was taking the night train close to midnight, staying out of the rain on the long ride home. When she turned from the window, lit up a smile and said, have you heard Pete Jones on the radio? Pete Jones, have you heard Pete Jones? He will knock you down and spin you round till you break down and smile. Have you heard Pete Jones? Pete Jones, have you heard Pete Jones on your radio? Pete Jones, have you heard?
Because we have 2 hours of gorgeously local music for your tender, very tender Monday ears. We've also got the Briar Band in, Mel, Gary, Nigel and Andy. Never have I let in a more attractive band than these guys, and that's not just because they came loaded with cupcakes and CDs. That is nothing to do. I was going to say that anyway. It's already in the script, but yes, the cupcakes help. If I am a little out of breath, it's because I took on the reigning table tennis champion out there, because I've seen him play for about the last 3 years since we've been here. I thought, that guy needs taking down. Well, I can hardly walk. I'll be honest. I think he's pretty good. Anyway, if you are anywhere near the open market, off the London Road, do pop by and press your gorgeous little rosy faces against the glass, and we'll just look at you in strange awe, I think. If you are gorgeous, we'll let you in. If you're slightly threatening, we might not. But anyway, we are here, as are the Briar Band. Now, we have the beautiful people called the Briar Band. I have to say that it's in the contract. They're very, very strict. They got riders and everything. And would you send those riders out, please? Their helmets. There's no room for all their helmets. You can tell I'm bringing up the room now. Is this a wise thing to do? Sort of near the mic is Gary and Mel. Nowhere, and very wisely, nowhere near the mic. We've got Nigel and Andy. That's again in the contract. That was our side of the contract, put it that way. But together they play in a band called the Briar Band. Now, according to Gary, I didn't know this. The Briar Band. Tell me the origins of the Briar Band.
In terms of how it came together,
why not?
It came together because, well, it all started because Mel and I have a different band, and we'd been asked to play a pub up in Ashted.
Yes.
And it didn't happen. Ashurst, sorry, not Ashted. It wasn't going to happen because the band couldn't do it. So we asked Nigel and Andy whether they could do it with us, and they did. And we did it under a different name.
Called?
Folk in Ada.
Right. Hence the very groovy T-shirt.
Yeah, but we realised there was something a bit special going on.
In what way?
So, well, special we sounded, as in simple? We sounded, no, special as in quite nice.
Okay.
So we sounded quite nice, the four of us together, and then we started to talk and decided that it might be good to do something more, and we started doing a bit of recording and a bit of writing and a bit of kind of, well, I've got this song, and then it all kind of came together.
The sound that has become the Briar Band, how close is that to the sound that was Folkinator or Bear Hug, which is your other band?
It's completely different.
And how did that happen? Is it because you brought these guys in, or is it because you two were trying to explore something else?
A bit of both, actually, because both Nigel and Andy are excellent songwriters, and they've been doing this a very long time, and Mel and I haven't.
Okay.
We only started playing about 5 years ago.
Okay. That is interesting in itself, my friends. And I like that.
And we rather unconfidently put songs together, and Folkinator were much more of a covers band than an originals band. And we were looking for an outlet for that worked. Okay. And this seemed to work.
Okay.
And it really helps when you work with two really experienced musicians who know what they're doing if you don't.
Yeah, no, I get that.
We keep them in a cellar. They're only allowed out for things like this, so we just kind of suck their creativity out of them.
Yeah,
Mel, I don't doubt a word you're telling me. This is why there's a desk between us, to be honest, because you come bearing cupcakes, but I don't know. I don't know
what's in the cupcake, though.
We'd love to be open.
Hence the reason why it's sitting on the desk. I just needed to, you know, measure up the trueness of yourselves. Yes,
The big problem was finding a name. And we went through dozens and dozens of names. This is a common theme with most bands, what we're going to call ourselves.
Yeah.
And I can't remember how we got to the Briar Band, but we did in the end, didn't we? And
I'm very grateful.
Is,
is there a reason?
But it was too prickly.
And we wanted to be the Dogwood Blossoms.
The Dogwood Blossoms. No. Dandelion
Dogwood
Charm.
Oh, the
Watch
Dogwood
out.
Thorns. Dogwood yeah.
Thorns.
Get yeah, you liking it. This
but
is...
it had to be. It had to be kind of folky and ethereal and
yes,
and something to do with the plant.
And also, Nigel played a track. Nigel played a track on the Pete Jones show.
He
called
did.
Called Briar Rose.
Yes. So we kind of borrowed half of that.
Can I borrow half the rights as well? Because if that was on my show, surely I'd get a cut of this. Seriously? You got, I'm amazed. Two things in there. One, you were listening to the show that me and Nigel were doing. And two, that something came out of it that was worthwhile. You see? That's not bad. That's a double strike rate. That's good. I am so happy. I think I am anyway. So what's the, because you've got this EP that I got a three tracker version. There's now it's in its finality as a four tracker.
Yep.
And what has happened is this, so when was this launched? I've got a sort of a seal of approval on it with a big B. Who's got the ring? Who's got the signet ring? Yeah, I thought it'd be
Nigel's the one with the ring.
Oh, he loves that, and the Game of Thrones and all that. He loves it. He loves it. Has anyone been round to his lair? I mean, house. I mean, castle. I mean, what? Has anyone?
No, there's no room in Nigel's house. It's full of guitars.
Really?
You can't get in the door.
I like that. That is good. I had a text in from Anna listening in Hove. She says, I think she's talking about the last two tracks that we played. She said, one was very shouty. Yes. That would be the Cyanide Sundays. And then she says, I love this song. And I think that's Charlie Moss. She didn't say she didn't love the Cyanide Sundays, if you're listening, Cyanides. But I think, yes, anyway. She is now listening and she's got us already for the Briar Band to play live at some point. So are there gigs that we can push people's way?
Yes, on December the 3rd we're playing at the excellent Jack Presents, what do you call it, Acoustic Showcase.
How are you spelling that second word?
P-R-I-Z-A-N-T.
And you said it beautifully, sir. Thank you.
And that is at the what's it called?
West.
The West Hill Tavern, which used to be the Bellevue up by the back of the station.
I know it well.
We've Andy's played there. We've played there as Folkinator. We've played with Andy. We've played. Have you played there, Nigel?
No.
Okay. But Jack's a lovely chap and he runs some very good music nights. And we did a gig for him recently over in Hove.
Yeah, yeah.
Which
and where was that? Where was
Fudgies. Fudgies Bistro.
Fudgies Bistro.
Yes. You're making it up. Fudgies Bistro.
No, apparently not.
Really?
It's a nice little venue.
It's a nice venue.
Yes.
Get yourself down.
Did you get free fudge? I mean, what's going on?
No, unfortunately.
No.
We didn't.
Honestly. We need to sort these people out.
But we just did a gig. We launched the EP at Union Records in Lewis, which was very nice of them. So big shout out to Union. They're lovely people.
Did you meet Del?
Yes.
Love that man. Isn't he gorgeous? He
marvellous.
He was of this stable. He used to do the most amazing Americana show on Radio Reverb way back. My favourite show on the station. Absolutely gorgeous. And he is no longer doing that, obviously. But what a brilliant project he's got going on.
Well, they're also about to open another shop in Sutton. Apparently.
Good for them. That is great. What's that noise? Can anyone hear that?
I think there's a small child outside
Is it in my psyche? I think it's been dredged out of my nightmares. I don't know what's going on. Oh, my Lord. Shall we play a live song? But should we get that screaming thing out? There you go. Gone. Good. The beautiful thing about doing anything at the Radio Reverb Studios is the amazing soundproofing that we've got here.
Yes.
It's been deliberately turned. It's a bit like one of those reverse mirrors that's been put the wrong way, so you can't see out and they can all see in. It's a bit like that. So all the sound comes in, you know, basically.
Plus, there's all the egg boxes on the wall.
Don't fondle those. Those are very expensive sound things. Anyway, what should we play live? Because I'm going to swing this mic. Interrupting you, sir, we've got Mel, Gary, Nigel and Andy here from the Briar Band. Please text us if you have anything on these people. I'm talking dirt. 07909 547 336. Not really. Mel's face. I do love. Anyway, she can't talk. She says she locked these two in a basement, for goodness. She said she's got Nigel and Andy down the old basement. That's something.
They like it.
Oh, do they? Do they now, madam? Now then, what are we going to play live?
Well, let Nigel explain this one, because Nigel wrote this.
You mean the chap without a mic? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a song called Sell Me the Wind, and I got the idea from... I was up in Isla Lewis, Stornoway, a couple of years ago, and I was reading a little book about local folklore in a bookshop up there on a rainy, rainy old Sunday. It's about the only place that was open in Stornoway. And I was fascinated by this story of centuries ago that we would call them now wise women, would sell the wind to sailors for a safe voyage, I guess, a speedy and safe voyage. And I thought it was a phenomenally, wonderfully poetic kind of concept, apart from obviously a bit of a scam, but it was a beautiful idea, and the idea that these salty old sea dogs would actually have fallen for it and done it. And obviously if they had a good voyage, they would have put it down to that, I guess. So anyway, that was the idea of the song, and they basically, the lyrics are transposed just to sort of, you know, sell me the wind just for a safe voyage through life, really. That was the kind of basic
idea. Well, that is beautifully done. Thank you, sir.
Deep.
It was deep. I'm scooping my out. I think it's about as deep as Mel's basement, but that's right. Take it away, guys.
Sell me the wind that I may sail the seven seas, what price to fail? By sun so bright and stars so sharp that I may find my one true heart. Sell me the wind, wise woman dear, a gentle breeze would send me clear, a storm at night would loose my heart, for every voyage will have its chart. Sell me the wind that I may sail beneath the moon beyond the pale. Sell me the wind all that she can, that I may voyage from boy to man. Seven seas, what price to fail? By sun so bright and stars so sharp that I may find my one true heart. Sell me. Sell me the wind. Sell me the wind. Sell me the wind.
That's my bladder done anyway. That is the most beautiful sound of the Briar Band with their track Sell Me the Wind, written by the man himself, Nigel Horn, who is sitting here. A beautiful, beautiful sound, equipped with someone's cowbells and a rainmaking machine.
A rain stick.
Yes.
Put that down on the floor. There you go.
Oh, blimey, I'm off again. do watch. I've only been in here for about 4 hours. You can't be going making rain noises. a man of my age, honestly. That is such a beautiful sound. I've got to say it. When I've been playing you out the last few weeks and months, There is something, and I probably have referred to it, there is a sort of sound coming from the early 70s in there. There's a bit of a Crosby, Stills and Nash, there's a bit of a Muscle Shoals about it. I don't know, is there anything that filters through your radars that would tick any of those boxes, or is it just my rather fuddy ears?
No, I think we'd all...
Flattered, really.
Yeah, it's very flattering. I think we'd all be very happy with the comparison to any of those.
Yeah.
I think we're all... Well, some of us are children of the 70s and some of us are children of the 80s in terms of our musical
background. And some of us are just children. I don't want to leave them out.
So yes. I'm sure that kind of reflects in what we do, but it's just...
It's a beautiful sound.
It's a sound that came out of nowhere, and I think it's unique, and that's what people seem to like. We did a gig last Thursday in Worthing, and I think the nice thing is people haven't heard anything. Well, they've heard stuff like this before, but they've never heard what we're doing, and it's just nice to do original stuff.
It's really beautiful. It works so well. Really, really does work well. And I fell in love with you very, very quickly when I heard it.
Thank you.
And it wasn't just because I've known Andy's work a lot. I love Andy's album, beautiful work, Andy Melrose. As everyone knows who listens to the show, I'm a bit of have a soft spot for the Andy Melrose. I also have a soft spot for Nigel Horn. So, you know, the fact that you guys are together, I don't know Bear Hug. I don't know your stuff. So I would love
you. We're very
under
the radar. Very under the radar.
Well, let's get you above the flipping radar, you know. Let's get you on the radar. I don't know if that's where you want to
be. Well, for a shameless plug, we're playing as well as Bear Hug on the 1st of December in Worthing.
The 1st of December in Worthing?
In Worthing.
We haven't got time to mention that. I'm sorry.
Right, well, we'll move on then.
We haven't got time to mention the 1st of December in Worthing.
Okay, then.
What venue?
It wouldn't be at the View Cafe,
no,
then, would it?
Seriously, we're not here to talk about Bear Hug.
In the evening.
In the evening. In Worthing.
In Worthing.
On the 1st of December.
With good cake.
Yeah.
Okay, we're in. Okay. She gets us again. Weak spot. So how are you juggling these things? Is there a game plan, or is it just what works and when people are around?
I think we probably get together more often than most, don't we? Really?
Yeah, I'd not say. Too bad.
Yeah, we tend to make time. We're very lucky in that all of us are retired, effectively.
great.
So
you don't look. None of you look old.
Well, we all retired at 25.
Oh, there you go. So gazillionaires, of course.
Yeah, obviously. And we make millions through music, obviously, like everybody does in this town.
You know, because you've heard this show before. But I don't think I've seen as many roadies as you guys have. I don't think I've seen as many crew.
It's astonishing.
The staff in here.
I know.
Indeed.
I know we've got our own team, but you guys have come just loaded with people.
Well, you can't carry your own guitar.
You can't carry on your, and you can't tune them, as you can hear. No, seriously, you can't. Seriously, stop it. No.
But what's interesting is we've got four people all writing different stuff.
Yes.
But somehow it melds and it becomes one sound, and
talk me through that process. So Nigel said he wrote that one, but did he write everything to do with it?
He did.
So he's clever, isn't he?
He did.
I wouldn't tell him that, obviously.
And the next track is Andy's. Andy wrote the next one.
Would you want to crack on into that one?
Shall we?
Yeah, why not? What's it called?
It's called Soul for Sale.
Soul for Sale. Oh, hello. Should I give him a mic?
Yeah, the song was inspired by something that happened in Brighton Market, just off the London Road. Where
I'm aware of it.
Do you know the place?
I played table tennis there.
I saw a young. We were talking earlier on about homelessness and homeless people, and. A young man just outside the market said that, he said, "I've got nothing to sell." He said, "I'm going to sell my soul."
Right.
And I bought him some coffee and
yeah.
I said, "That's all I'm, you know, can do." So the song kind of came from Soul for Sale. So
okay.
It's kind of about homelessness and that kind of thing.
Okay, guys, you're listening. Do you want the mic or is is Gary singing this?
I'll be singing this.
Okay, he doesn't let anyone else near the mic.
All singing duties down to me and Mel.
Well, beautifully done.
There's a boy in the market selling his soul. He said nobody's buying dreams anymore. I got a hole in my pocket, but my heart is whole. I got so much love, but the world is cruel. When the man said, how much? The boy said, name your price. How much is a life worth? How much for a working boy? Tell me how much is a life worth? Said, how much? The girl said, name your price. How much is a life worth? How much for a working girl? Tell me how much is a life worth? And then will you pay? Squad up, twist and tight. I hear the call of the waves. I hear the crying of a hungry child. How much will you pay? How much is a life worth? How much working child? Tell me how much is a life worth, and will you pay? Sir, will you pay? Said, name your price. How much is a life worth? How much for a working boy? Tell me how much is a life worth? And will you pay?
Absolutely gorgeous sound of the most beautiful The Briar Band. Absolutely brilliant. That was Soul for Sale, written by the fair man Andy Melrose, sitting right here. Andy Turl of the Ectorial Group has liked the photo we posted of you. Well, in that case, Andy, I'm going to take another one and see if you like that, because something's going wrong. He says, say hi to Gary for us. Sounding great, the Ectorial Group. Well, there you go, Andy. I will. I'll be honest with you. His gorgeous eyes lit up like stars when he walked straight in here and he saw the new Ectorial Group album, Falling Sands.
Sitting, Andy, I want a copy of that.
Sitting on my, and I said, get your dirty thieving hands off us. But I was talking about the cupcake. Anyways, that's what happened. Whammer is listening. He likes the show's photo as well. You're more than welcome, all you talented people. Do text us. us 07909 547336 if you's out there and you want to mention, and if you want to say hi to these beautiful people, because they are just that. We've got Mel, Gary, Nigel and Andy right here doing what they do best, and it's a very, very good thing too. It really, really is stunning. Do remind me again, Gary, of the gig, the Briar Band next gig, if there is one.
It is December the 3rd,
yes,
at the West Hill Tavern.
Of course it
and
is.
And we're hoping to pick up a few in between.
I'm
going to
write
this
down because my brain...
Because we've only just really started out. We're looking for gigs, so if there's anyone out there who'd like to give us a gig.
We got Whammer saying, sounding lovely, Whammer from
Bless
the
you,
Dirty Weekend,
much.
If you do. If
That's
you
very kind of you, thank you.
So, and they, you are. Now, do you know what? I think we should just crack into another track. Are you in any way, shape or form ready, Mr. Nigel Muso guy?
I think Anna from Hove will be satisfied that we're not too shouty.
We're not too shouty.
She didn't say you guys were shouty at all. Yeah, and she did say shouty in a good way. She came back with shouty in a good way. But
good.
I don't think we're shouty at all. Right? So, yes, Anna and Hove, if you're listening, still out there. They're just making sure we're not too shouty on a Monday evening for you, if that's okay. Why am I whispering?
It's Monday. People need to ease into the week gently.
While Mr. Maestro here is tuning that 25 stringer, have you thought of doing, and it'd be cheap, have you thought of doing a gig where you've got four acts, of course, you know where I'm going with this. You've got the Briar Band playing as the headline act, obviously. Yes. You've got Bear Hug in there.
Yes.
You've got Nigel Horn, you've got Andy Melrose. Well, have you thought about doing four different acts for...
Five. Put Folkinator on.
Oh, yeah, Folkinator on as well. So
no.
Five.
I'm sorry, no, that's not happening. No, I've heard their stuff and it's not, you know, it's not a patch on the rest
Boys
of
Boys from Folkinator, if you're listening, take no notice of this man. We love you.
Well, there you go. Five. That's a festival, really, isn't it? We just strung it out to a festival. A day and a half with this lot. They'd be on their knees. I don't know where we'd be. It's just an idea.
It is an idea, and a very fine one indeed.
Well, I'd
yes,
come.
Maybe we could do that.
And it'd be a lot cheaper, wouldn't it? You could you only could pay them all once. I think that'd be it.
Yeah, pay Nigel twice.
What? No, not at all. What would you like to play for us now, Mike?
Well, we'd like to play a song called More and More, and there's an interesting story behind this.
There's been an interesting story behind everyone.
We like to have story songs. We like story songs. Story songs are good.
I like stories.
We were in the studio with our friend Chris, and we recorded a couple of tracks with him, and then we were at Andy's one day and we were just laying down some kind of bass tracks, and as in the bass of a song rather than the double bass. Andy had said, I've got some words that goes with one of Nigel's tunes, and I'm wondering if we could try it. Well, we'd not actually even looked at it at that point. We'd not seen the lyrics, we'd heard the tune on Nigel's album, but we'd not actually heard it in this context. And and he said, well, what if we put the two together? Let's just try it. So we recorded it. I think we only ever did one or two takes.
Yeah.
And it just kind of worked. So we kept it. So giving away the magic in the studio, I've got the words in front of me because we've done it so few times.
Brilliant.
That
yeah.
sometimes I forget the words.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because it basically all came organically.
It did come organically.
Really? Love that.
But it's such a lovely tune, and it's mainly thanks to our talented friends over there who wrote the tune.
Well,
and the song,
you know, so. To be honest, and joking apart, you're all absolutely brilliant and very talented, and I've just been very excited about this evening, I'll be honest, the Briar Band coming in, because I've just loved the three tracks that I've heard. I'm very excited to hear the fourth soon. So please, without any further aplomb, More and More from the Briar Band.
Turn away from the setting sun, come and hold me against the cold. Dark nights are drawing in, and I need you more and more. More and more, more and more. The sea is dark from the headland. See how it catches the moon. I see the same light in your eyes. More and more. More and more. More and more. What does not return remains still as a memory. More and more. More and more. More and more. More and more. More and more, more and more.
From the, well, the first track on the EP that I've got of The Briar Band. Is there a name for this EP that you've got? Is it just The Briar Band?
It's just The Briar Band. But yeah. This is the basis for an album we're working on.
Good on you. That's my next question.
So there's a lot more to come.
So where did you, what studios have you used for this?
Used our friend Chris. Yes. Over at his studio. Chris Godfrey, indeed, yeah. Over at Midhurst.
Paulborough.
But there you go.
He's got a marvellous setup over there, and I can highly recommend him. He's a very nice chap. And
do we know the name of his studio? Is there a name?
It's KRS, isn't it? I think.
I'm not sure, but if you look up Chris Godfrey.
Chris Godfrey.
Yeah, if you look up Chris Godfrey, he'd be very happy to help you.
Well,
hello, Chris, if you're listening as well.
The sound that he has produced for you guys is, if that's anything to go by, absolutely brilliant. Do you bring in anyone else, or is it literally just keep it very tight, just the four of you?
Well, at the minute, it's just the four of us, but we're talking about bringing in some friends of ours to do stuff. We have an excellent fiddle player who plays with Folk and Ada, and Pete Ridge, and we're hoping to get him involved as well. He doesn't know that yet,
no.
So if he's listening, that's the first he's heard of it. So we're hoping to get him in to record with us. Yeah, sorry, Pete.
Sorry, Pete, about that. Dropped you in.
And Mel Sims, who is an amazing Boron player.
So we've got Mel Smith and Mel Sims.
I should be Malice.
You should be Malice.
Well, do you know what? No, you didn't. I wasn't thinking that. Good. Well, listen, I am ever so slightly concerned, in a sort of beautiful way, that... Does he ever stop?
No, but I'm hoping he's going to pass me a guitar, because it needs to be tuned. So
quite frankly, we are trying to have a conversation over here.
If you could tune it to standard, please, Nigel, that would be great.
You know what he's like? He's like one of those Tudor sort of bards. That's sort of
well, it's marvellous.
If
he comes and comes and plays at your house,
yes.
Then he just sits in the corner and composes, rather than decomposes.
That's when Mel lets him out, of course.
Yeah.
Yes, no, I get that.
I put him on a chain.
Oh, well, that's... Yeah. Oh, no, that's fine.
Yeah. Well, it's the gimp mask that gets in the way.
But he enjoys it.
Good, we're still on.
Yeah, where were those banned words?
Well, ginger's one of them, and that's why I'll never say ginger on this show.
Well, just as well. So, I hate you to say ginger on here. That would be awful.
No, it would be, and it would be a reason to drag us off, kicking and screaming, quite frankly. We've got the Briar Band here. They're basically could never stop playing. It's going round my head.
It's my fault, because I said, should I bring a guitar? It would be easier, because there's a little... You know, I mean, despite your expansive and luxurious studios,
Made
the corner
Vale,
we're
yes.
in is quite small.
Well, you say that. We've cornered... it off. We made it intimate. As you can probably see by the flats that we put up here, that we just thought we'd just use this half, this little half.
So
joke.
Nigel has very kindly very kindly offered me his guitar to use for this number, because this is the one of the four that
Nigel, I'm going to be honest with you. They're not very discerning, the listeners. I think it sounded, it will be tuned up enough for them, to be honest. Now, if you were gigging, I wouldn't say that, but you know, I know some of these guys, and they're happy to hear. So we have time for one more track.
Okay.
What is it going to be?
Well,
have you got a capo?
I've got a capo in my hand. I come prepared. So this is called King of the City.
Yeah,
and this
good.
Is one that wasn't on the original CD you had, but is now on the four track. It's a song inspired by mine and Mel's travels, really, and specifically our travels to Glasgow. We travel a lot to Scotland. We go up to Celtic Connections every January and go and see what's going on up there. And I was listening to an article the other day on the radio, and they were talking about the failure of Glasgow City Council to house people because they are in such a housing crisis. 6,000 people a year present as homeless in Glasgow, and very few of them are housed because there just aren't the resources. And I'm not laying the blame at anybody's door. What I'm saying is it's a sad state of affairs when we live in the 21st century and we can't house and feed people. So it inspired this song, which is called King of the City. And obviously there's an irony in it being called King of the City, which I'm sure you'll understand once we play it. Nigel, my roadie has tuned my guitar, which is now handing to me.
I noticed that, but who, you know, which rodeo has been tuning his little mandolin? That's what I want to know. Good. Folks, take it away. We've got the Briar Band here, King of the City. Thank you so much for your messages and texts. Keep them coming in. We will endeavour to read them out.
So I'm going to make excuses and say this isn't my guitar, so I shall endeavour to play it as well as I can. The fact that it's a much more expensive guitar than I normally play means it...
And it's so well warmed up that you...
It's so well warmed
yes,
up.
Yes, good. Yeah.
So this is called King of the City. The empty streets of a dirty town, crowds going by, suburbia bound. Ain't no feeling like wearing the crown when you live like the king of the city. You live like the king of the city. When you live in a doorway, you think on your feet. The crowds going by, the rush on the street. Ain't no feeling that's so bittersweet. Being the king of the city, being the king of the city. When the truth is different, the nights are cold. I know these streets are not paved with gold. I know this life will make you old. You live like the king of the city. You live like the king of the city. Truth be told, there ain't much to be said. We're asking for money for my daily bread. Don't look through me, talk to me instead. Because I am the king of the city. Because I am the king of the city. And the truth is different, the nights are cold. You know these streets are not paved with gold. You know this life will make you old. When you live like the king of the city, you live like the king of the city. So when you close your door, hold your family tight. Keep your loved ones close, make sure they're alright. Cause I'd rather not spend another winter's night being the king of the city. I don't want to be king of the city. I don't want to be king of the city.
Absolutely. absolutely stunning and first time I've ever heard. Absolutely gorgeous. King of the City, fourth track on the Briar Band's EP. Last time, 3rd of December, West Hill Pub.
3rd of December, West Hill Pub.
Good on you, my
free
friend.
Free entry, I understand.
Well, you understand rightly. Please keep us informed of anything that's coming up the Briar Band way. And actually, of course, you know, Bear Hug, Nigel Horn, Andy Melrose, whatever you got, Folkenader, just keep us abreast of it all. Would you do that?
I will. Just before we sign off, Nigel's going to come do a solo gig for us.
Oh, for crying out loud.
I promote gigs. We work with a shop in Stenning called Sakala.
Oh yes.
And Sakala import goods from India, yeah, which are bought ethically from a women and children's refuge in India. And we do house concerts there. And on the 17th of November we've got Angel Snow coming from America. She played for us before in Worthing. Amazing, amazing Americana artist. And Nigel supported her last time, and he asked whether he could support her this time, and we said yes.
Begged.
So,
fantastic.
Begged. So Nigel's going to do a solo gig.
Brilliant. That is so well. You know, thank you, and I'll get the details from you as well, Nigel. That'd be
and
brilliant.
The profits from that go to the refuge.
You guys are give. You're so beautiful, beautiful. Honestly, I'm not kidding though. Seriously, of all the charity stuff you do, brilliant. You've been listening to the Briar Band on the Pete Jones Show, guys. Thank you so much for being so good.
Pleasure. Thank you for having us.
Absolute troopers to boot, honestly. Radio Reverb's coming through. Listen to the Pete Jones Show. 97.2. Listen to the Pete Jones Show. Monday night, what you gonna do? Listen to the Pete Jones Show. Listen to the Pete Jones Show.